The pasuk says, "Yikach shnei tzira izim." You have to take two young goats. Is miyat tzira shnayim? If the Torah wouldn't have said the word sheni, yikach shnei, just would have said yikach tzira izim. From tzira izim alone, I would know you mean two, because tzira is a lashon rabin. So miyat tzira shnayim. So ma tamu loyim sheni. What does the pasuk say? Yikach shnei. Ma tamu loyim shnei. What does the pasuk have to say? Yikach shnei tzira izim. The Torah could have just said yikach tzira izim. Why shnei tzira izim? We dash from here. She yushneim shovim. It means to say both of them should be alike. In other words, they should look alike, the same color. They should be the same height, and they should have the same value. Minayin, how do we know? Afal pi shein shneim shovim sherim. Like, how do we know? But the evid, if you can't find two exactly alike, you take two different ones, still it's kosher. Talmud Leiman, this the pasuk says, seer, seer. The next part of the pasuk says two extra times the word seer. Here in pasuk Yudah says, or in pasuk Tes, Hikra Varin es Hasoyer, Hasher all of Hagarul Hashem. This word Hasoyer is extra. And then the pasuk Yudah says, the Hasoyer Hasher all of Hagarul Azazel. These are two extra words, Hasoyer, Hasoyer. Why does it say it extra time? So Gemara tells the rabbis to say, even though they're not Shava B'Shava, still it's Kosher. Hey, Sir, Sir is Ribui. So Gemara says, Taima the Ribu Rachmana. The reason why we say B'Dievid, if you don't have the exact same color, one is black and one is white, is Kosher. You know why B'Dievid is good? Because the Pasuk says, Sir, Sir two times. It's a Ribui. For Zot Gemara, Holoi Ribui, Mashma the Torah wouldn't have said it, Holoi Riba Rachmona, have it mean I would have thought, Psulin, that it's like apostle, that if you have two different colors, the Shnei Sirim apostle, Shnei Sirim have to be exactly alike, even the Kuva. Shad Gemara, Kuva min Olon, how would I know it? Paikotchim the Klal is, when the Torah says something once, it's only the mitzvah. See, it's true, the Torah says, Yikach Shnei Sirim, the word Shnei is extra, so a dashing is a mitzvah, it should be alike. They should have the same color, the same value, the same height. But what's the havim is to say it should be likuva. That if you don't have it, it's puzzle, ad kadei kach, that we need a new puzzle to say it's kosher. Like, why would have I thought that it should have been puzzle? So Marian says, yes. Salka, daitachaminach, I would have thought, shnei ksiv. It says three times in this pasha the word shnei. Shnei sirizim. It says it three times. And two of them are extra. So since it says it extra, I would have thought the Torah is telling us like twice. You should know, bedavka, they have to be alike. The same color, the same height, the same domain. And even if b'dievid it should be posel, k'mashmon the word posik, no, seer two times, that even if they're different colors, also b'dievid is kosher. For the Gemara, v'hashto the ribu rachmona seer. Now that we have this extra word, seer izim, that's mashmo, that even though they're not alike, still it's kosher. So the kosher is then, shnei lomeli. How come the Torah says three times then, or shnei, you should have two, Sirizim. It's enough just to say Sirizim. Why does the Torah have to say the word Shnei? So we're saying the word Shnei comes to teach us. It has to be alike. But why does the Torah say it three times? If you tell me it's B'dieved, it's good. But now that we're saying there's a Ribui, that it's only L'chatchila, not B'dieved, so why does the Torah have to repeat it three times, the word Shnei? So Gemara says, true, they're all only L'mitzvah. They're only there L'chatchila at the beginning, you should have them alike. But what should be alike? Chav L'mara, they should have the same color. They should both be white. They'll both be black. V'chad l'kuma, they should both be the same height. V'chad l'domin, and they should both be value, the same value they should have. But this is all l'chatchila. But b'dievid, even if they're different, that's the extra pasuk, seer, to say that b'dievid is kosher. That's true in our Mishnah also. That l'chatchila, there's a mitzvah to have them both alike, from the pasuk, shnei tzirizim, but b'dievid, even though they're different, still is kosher. Mar says, Tanya nam yochid gavi kifse mitzvah. We learned the exact same halacha by the two kvasim, the two lambs that a mitzvah has to bring for his korban. The pasuk there says by mitzvah, yikar shnei kvasim. Torah says, take two kvasim. Miyat kvasim shnayim. Now the same kasha. Why does the Torah have to say the word shnei kvasim? Torah Joshua said, yikar kvasim. By telling us kvasim, I know it means two lambs. Hey, miyat kvasim shnayim. At least you have to have his two. Ma tamulay mishnei. Why does the Torah have to say the word shnei for him? So idashin shiur shneim shovim, that the shnei kvasim by a mitzvah also has to be alike. The same thing, the same color, the same height, the same value. Uminayin, how do we know over there also the same din? Shafal pi shen shneim shovim, even though b'dievid, if you can't find two exactly alike kvasim, they're different colors, still ksherim, How do I know b'dieved by the mitzvah it's also kosher? Talmud Leimah comes to teach us the pasuk. Plus says keves keves riba. Says an extra word keves over there. An extra time to teach us that b'dieved, even though they're different colors, still is kosher by the mitzvah. So most of the same thing now. Taima the riba rachmana. The reason why do I say that it's kosher? Because the pasuk says keves keves. Holo ribuit rachmon, if the Torah wouldn't have said this extra word, keves keves, have I mean I would have thought psulim, that by a mitzvah, if the two kvasim are different colors, I would have thought it's possible. Fred Gemari, kuvim in olon. What's the have I mean? Why would I think that it's possible? Why should I think that it's possible? Tumarin says, talka dar de chamina, I would have thought. Tia ksiv. At the beginning the pasuk says, zois tia teras hamitzvahim. So about it says the word tia, I always think the word tia means likuva. Like Rashi says, tia ksiv, zois tia teras hamitzvahim. Temashme veviyose tei pashezu kechol hakosav bo. Whatever the Torah says in this pasha has to be, and if you're missing something, it's puzzle. So since the pasuk says shnei kvosim, I would have thought shnei means they have to be exactly alike, even likuva. Kamash malon keves keves, no, that it's kosher even though they're not alike. Fred Gemara Vahashta the Riba Rachmona Keves Keves. Now that we have an extra time, the pasuk says Keves Keves of the Zaytia Lomeli. What do I do with the word Zaytia Teras Hamitzayron? That's Mashmish Likuva. Ah, you're telling me now? No, the word Keves Keves says it's not Likuva. So Gemara says Lishar Haviyosel Shomitzayra. That the rest of the halach is true. There are a lot of halachas about Hilchus Mitzayra. All the other halachas in the Karbonis Tak is Likuva. Just this one halacha, that it says shnei kvasim, that was saying it means lechatchila, they have to be exactly alike, that's only lechatchila, but b'dieved, if they're not alike, still it's kosher. Because the pasuk says keves keves. But if not for that, enechnami for the word tia, that tia means all the halacha that it says in this pasha has to be, and if you don't have it, it's possible. But we need it for the rest of the halachas. Yeah. Mar says l'tanan, or else v'tanya, nami gavi mitzorah, ki agavna. We learned the same halacha by another halacha of Hilchus Mitzorim, by the Tziporim, that the Nozim Mitzorim first has to bring two birds. The apostle says Tziporim. Is Miyat Tziporim Shnayim. If what just would have said the word Tziporim, I would have thought it means two birds. Ma Tamuloy Mishtei. Why does the apostle have to speak out and say Shtei Tziporim, the Mitzorim has to take two birds? So we darshan again, Shiyushteyim Shovis, that the two birds have to be exactly alike. Ominayin, how do we know? Shafal pi shenim shavus, even though they're different colors, ksheris, that v'dieved still kosher. Talmud Lema, the pasuk teaches us, tzipor tzipor ribo. So next time it says the word tzipor ribo, the teaches us, even though they're not alike, they're two different colors, still v'dieved is kosher. So again, the same shayla. Taimud the riba rachmana. Why do we say it's kosher v'dieved? Because the pasuk says tzipor tzipor an extra time, that even though they're different colors, still is kosher. Holoi riboy, if you wouldn't have a riboy, holoi riboy, rachmoneh, psulois, I would think it's possible. Fred Gemari, kuvim in olon. Like, well, how would I know to say it's possible? By kotshim, the klal is, when a Torah says something once, it's only la mitzvah, and not likuvah, unless the Torah says it two times. Here it's only one drush lechura. Shtei tziporim, it's only one drusha. So why would have I thought it would have been likuvah? So Gemari, it's the same Torah like we had before. So Gemari says, yes, salka dar dechamino, tiyaksiv. At the beginning of the Pasha of the Mitzvah, the Torah says, Zois Tia Torah Samitzvah. So Torah starts off, Zois Tia. So I would have thought all the halacha that it says in this Pasha has to be. So Kamash Mulano, or Tzipor Tzipor, that this halacha is not Likuva. For at the Gemara of Ahashto, the Riba Rachmona Tzipor, Tia Lomeli, the same Kasha we had before. Now that we have a Ribui from the word Tzipor Tzipor, that even though the birds are different, they're not exactly alike. They're not the same color, still it's kosher. So why do I need the word tia for? Lechur it's not likuva. So Marin says, Leshar haviyosin shal mitzorah. For the other halachas. There are a lot of other halachas by mitzorah. And the din is all those halachas are likuva. Even though the Torah only says it one time. But since the Torah says the word zeis tia, tia means likuva. That it has to be. So only this halacha, the two birds to be exactly alike, we have another reboot, sipa, say that's kosher anyway. Simaria asked like this, Ihochi, once you're telling me now you make this drosha, that Shnei Tziporim, Shnei Kvosim means two exactly alike, from the Gemara Gabi, Tamidim Nami, Neima, Kvosim Miyat Kvosim, Shnayim Matam Aleima, Ezechura Shnayim Shiyu Shnayim Shavim. Why don't we say the Pasuk says they should bring Shnei Tvosim? They didn't bring two Tamidim, a Tomet Shal Shachar, a Tomet Shal Bein Abayim. The Torah says Shnei Tvosim. So why don't we say the same drasha? The Torah just would have said the word Tvosim, it means two. So why the Torah would say the word Shnayim? And my Shnayim, it tells us that both Tvosim, both Tamidim that you bring that day have to be exactly alike. They both have to be white, both have to be black. And we know there's no such halacha, it's not brought down anywhere, that by the two Tamidim, they have to be exactly alike. How would I know that the evidence is kosher? Talmudim, the pasuk says, kevas ritz ribui. Yeah, so according to Kashmir, why don't we say like this? Like, is it true what you're saying? Do we ever find a place that there's a mitzvah, the two Tamidim, the two Talmud should be exactly alike? We don't dash in that anywhere. So Gemara says, here it's different. The reason why the Pasuk says, Shnei Kvosim, by the Tamidim, not to teach us that they both have to be exactly alike. The Talmud Shal Shach and the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim should be exactly alike, the same color, the same height, the same value. No. Here the Torah teaches us something else. Look at the Tanya, like we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Shnayim Layoim. You have to bring two Kvosim every day. So we dash him, what does Shnayim Layoim mean? Kineged Hayoim. That the place of the Shechita, where you shech the Tomet Shal Shachar and the Tomet Shal Ben Abayim, is Kineged the Yoim, like we'll soon see, where the sun goes by the part of the day. So the Gemara, after Yom, you're telling me Kineged Hayoim means Kineged the day, like Kineged where the sun is on the, of that day, at the time of the day. Oyeinu, maybe not. El Chayves Hayoim. Maybe it's come to teach us the halachas of the Chayves Hayoim. So Rashi says, Kineged Hayoim means Kineged Zrichas Hashemesh. Like we'll soon see. You have to shech the Tomet Shal Shachar opposite the Zricha, the shining of the sun. That's how we dash in Shnayim Hayoim. For the Gemara and the Rashi know, Oyeinu al Chayves Hayoim. Obol Olamed Shiyu Shnayim L'chol Yoim. Maybe it's just come to teach us that you have to have two of them every day. You have to have one in the morning and one in the afternoon. So Mer says, Kishuaymer, Esakeva Sakotasa Babaika, the Esakeva Sashenitasa, Benaboyim, Harechaiva Sayemoma. Now the Pasuk already says you have to have two to meet him every single day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. So if so, Umani Mekayim Shnayim Layoim, what does the Pasuk say, two a day? If we darshan Kineged Hayoim, that means the Shechita of the Karmen Atomid has to be opposite the shining of the sun. Ketzad, how does it come out? That Tomet Shal Shachar. You know where you shech the Tomet Shal Shachar? Ho yonishchat al keren tzvoynis marovis al tavor shniya. That they used to shech the Tomet. Now the Tomet is a korban oila. It's a kodesh kadoshim. And alochir is kodesh kadoshim. You have to shech b'tzofen. On the tzofen side of the mizbeach. But we're on tzvoyn on the north side. On the north marovis. It has to be towards marov side. And on the Marav side, on the north side of the Mizbeach, but all the way up towards the west side. Now on the north side of the Mizbeach, there were a lot of tabois. We had before, there were a lot of like rings there, that used to be stuck into the ground, that when they made a shechita on the animal, they would put the head of the animal into this ring, and it would hold down the animal, that they could make the shechita. So they used to use the second ring, not the first ring, but the second one. That's what they did in the morning, we'll soon see why. The Shabbat HaBoyim, where did they shech the Tomet Shabbat HaBoyim in the afternoon? It's not on the west side, but on the east side. It has to be on the tzofet, on the north side of the Mizbeach, but the northeast, on the bottom side, they shechted it. On the second tabois. And the pshat is, you have to be opposite the shining of the sun. So in the morning, the sun comes up on the east side. So Mela, if you're standing on the west side, you could be facing the east. So in the morning, you have to make the shechita on the east side, on the morning, you have to do it on the west side, today that you could look back towards east to see the sun coming. And at night, it's fakir. At night, when the sun is down by Marav side, you have to be on Mizrach side. Today, if you're all the way Mizrach, you could be facing towards Marav, so you always have to be facing towards where the sun is. So that's how we learn. Shnayim Layoim means the Shashchita you have to be facing the way the sun is shining. Like Rashi says. Al Keren Marovis Svoinis. Shal Mizbeach. Shashemesh bo min hamizrach. In the morning, the sun comes up on the east side. Lefikach, therefore, moishchoy hashoich letzad marav. The shoichet has to go to the west side. Lahachikoy min hakoisel hamizrach, to go as far away from the east as possible. Bechol yicholis, mifnei shak solim gevoyis, because the walls are very high. V'yachama shachis b'shipulei shirakiyah. And the sun in the morning, like is in the bottom of the sky. V'tzeel hakoisel oimed negdoy. And the koisel makes a lot of shade. Utzvoynis. Mishum the kotshe kadoshim shkadoshim ayerach ha-mizbeach tzvoynim. Now you have to be on the north side of the mizbeach, because the korban atomin is a korban oila, which is a kodesh kadoshim. So the shrita has to be on the north side. V'shomo yubeis ha-mitvachayim. V'hataboyas kavua is beritzba. That was the place where they made the shchita, and there were rings there, kavua in the ground, that you put the head of the animal for the shchita. Lo says roish ha-beimu l'toichun. You put the head of the animal into these rings. V'hein esrim v'yabod, there were 24 different rings. K'minyin ha-mishmaris. Like the 24 mishmaris there were. Or mekoymam esrim v'yabu amis. It took up 24 amis. Alesrim v'yabod, by 24 by 24. Kavua es b'shishas dorim. There were 6 different rows of them. So I call upon him in the morning, you have to be all the way on the Marav side. Because if you're standing all the way on the Marav side, then you'll be able to see the sun. Because the sun comes up on the east side. So if you're going to be towards the east, the big wall is going to block the sun. You're not going to have the rays of the sun coming on you. So if in the morning you have to be all the way on the west side, today that you'll be able to see the Zricha Tachama. That's the way you have to be in the morning. And if I Ben Avayim, it's just the opposite. You have to be all the way connected to the Mizrach side, in order when the sun is going down on Marav side, you'll be able to see the rays of the sun if you're standing all the way on Mizrach side. So that's what we dash for this pasuk. Shnayim layoy means when you shech the curve and not tomid, you have to be facing the sun. So you have to be the opposite side that the sun is in order to see the rays of the sun. So that's why by Kvosim, by the Tamidim, we don't dash in Shnayim. Shnei means they have to be exactly alike. Rather, we dash them for this drasha that you have to shech both of them connected the sun. In the morning, you have to be all the way towards Marav side, and in the evening, you have to be all the way towards Mizrach side. Yivayt, Mora says, Alright, but then just Rashi just explains how come the Gemara says you have to put it on the second tabuz. So Rashi says, Al tabas shni, on the second ring, loy b'tabuz sheitzel ha-mizbeach, not the first one right connected to the mizbeach, ela b'shni yilo, the second one, ha-meshuch letzat sofas, a little bit towards the north side, o p'nei ha-shoichet v'tzav rabbeim v'alachsun letzat mizrochet svoynis, she-mishom ha-shem is bo, that's where you should be standing. So Rashi says, v'taymu t'tabuz shni yilo yadano, I'm not sure why you have to use the second ring. Why can't you use the first one? So Rashi says, "Vani shemati," but I heard, "Kadesh tei rishayim esayosoi lechos boragli abheimam." It's good to move over one ring. Kadesh, the first one you can still use. It'll help you out. Like you'll have the feet tied down there also. So you use the second one to put the head in there, and you'll have the first ring still to be used to hold down the feet. So that's why you move over one ring to use like the second ring. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, "Vaita." Yeah, Musafin Shal Shavis Vadai Tzrichin Shiyur Shneim Shavin. Enech Nami. The Torah says Shnei Kvosim by Shabbos, by the Musaf of Shabbos. So there we have no other drushes, but they say Shnei Kvosim, the same Kasha. Why does the Torah say the word Shnei? Let it just say the word Kvosim. Kvosim means two. Halamai Shnei Kvosim means teach us that they have to be like a tchila, exactly alike. They have to have the same color, they have to have the same height and the same value. Senech Nami, by the Mesofim of Shabbos Lekatchila, you have the mitzvah to be Shneim Shavim. Tana Rabbon, loaded a price like this. Pasuk says, Shnei Sira Yom, no, not the Pasuk, Sam. Shnei Sira Yom Kippurim. If you have the two Sirim of Yom Kippur, Sheshoch Ton Vachutz. If you made a Shchitas Chutz. And Allah Haris Tamazah, if you have a Korban, the mitzvah is to Shechter inside the Yazara. If you Shechter outside the Yazara, Yechayiv Korus. That's called Yisav Shchute Chutz. Yes, here the shadow is, So Shnei Sirim of Yom Kippurim, but the Shnei Sirizim, if you shechted it on Yom Kippur outside the Azara. So it depends. Actually, Hikul Aleihim, if you didn't make the Agrola yet, Chayiv al Shneim, then you Chayiv on both of them. We'll soon see why. Misha Hikul Aleihim, but once you already made the girl, and you said one is going to be a Chatas Lashem, and one is going to be Lazozel, Chayiv al Shoshem, and Echnami. The one that's supposed to be now a Chatas, since the loch of that chatis is you are supposed to shecht it inside the Azara, so now if you shecht it outside the Azara, the loch is Yechayim chatis. Upotir al-shul azozel, Mashaykh and Echnami, the one of Lazozel, since it has no shechita to it, the name of Lazozel is you throw it outside Lazozel, but you don't shecht it, so it has no mitzvah to be brought inside the Panim. If it has no mitzvah to be brought inside, say Echnami, if you shecht it outside, you're not Chayim Karas. Hey, though Allah of the korban is, the mitzvah is the shechted inside the panim. So Torah says if you take it outside and shechted outside, you chayiv korban. But only because you're supposed to shechted inside. But this korban of Lazozil has no shechitur inside, so therefore now if you take it outside, bachutz, the locher is your potter. What about actually, the Torah says like this now. Actually, he grew aleyim chayiv ashneim. But before you made the agrola, before you chose, you know which one is a chatis and which one is lazozel. If you shech either one or both of them outside, you chayif for both of them. For the Gemara, lamai chazi. Like, why you chayif on both of them? But monashuch, one of them is supposed to be the lazozel, and the one lazozel doesn't have a mitzvah to be shechted inside the panim. So why are you chayif karas if you check it outside? So Gemara says, I'm Rav Chizda says like this. Hoyo v'royo l'soyer hanase bachutz. The pshat is there's a sirim, a goat that you have to bring for korban musaf on Yom Kippur. So before you made the agrola, if you didn't choose yet which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel, Lamaisa, what you have now are two goats. These two goats, if you want to, you can change your mind and you can use them for the musaf of Yom Kippurim. So since these two goats are royal to be used for the musaf, and if they're used for the musaf, it would be geshachten, it would be a shchit to lepnim, that's why you chayiv outside. So Rashi says, L'soyer anasa b'chutz. Call Echad, either one of these two goats, you could have brought it for the Musaf. Like it says in Parshas Pinchas. So that's why before you made the Agrola, either one of them is possible to be the Chatis for the Korban Musaf. So therefore you shecht it outside, you chayiv Chatis. But once you already made the Agrola, so now you know which one is Lazozel. This one that's Lazozel, you are not allowed to shecht it inside. So now if you shecht it outside, you're not chayiv Chorus. But that's the halacha. That's the halacha. Shchut Echut is only, that the pasuk says, since you didn't bring it inside, but you shechted it outside, that's why you chayiv chatis. But Lazozel, there's no din to bring it inside, you potter. Fred Gemara, Umay shino lisoy ranasa bifnim. Diloy, dimichusar agrolo. Why do you say what? You have these two shnei tirizim, you say, you know what it's right to be used for? Maybe you could use it for the korban musaf. Why didn't you say, maybe you could use it for the agrola? In other words, before you made the girl, so you don't know which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel. So each one of them, you could say, maybe this is the one that's going to be a chatis Lashem. So maybe that's why you shecht them outside, you chayiv chatis. Because each one of them, maybe that one will be the chatis. Like, why don't you say, you might know the story in Asa Bifnim. Deloy, you don't say that. Timichusar agrola. Of course, you say it's missing a ma'isa. Close the mind, you didn't make that grola. You can't say it's roy, it could be the chatis. No, it's missing a ma'isa. You have to do this action of making the girl. You don't say it could be done. For the Gemara, l'soyer anasa b'chutz nami. So if so, why do you say these shnei sirizim? One could be roy for korban musaf. B'chutz nami loichazi. The b'chutz ha'avodas hayayim. Right now, you can't bring it for korban musaf, because you didn't do the avodas hayayim. Because the halacha in Yom Kippur is the seder, how you bring the avodas. First you do the tomet shel shachar. Then behind you bring the shritas apar. Then you do the keteris. Then you do the par. Then you do the ayil. And after you do these avodas, then first later you do the korban musaf. So l'maisa, if you didn't make the shnei hagrolas yet, so we're talking about earlier in the morning, he didn't do the avodas hayom yet. So if you have the shnei tirizim now, early in the morning Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol didn't do the keteris yet, didn't do the chatis, didn't do the par. So what do you mean to tell me now? Maybe these goats could be used for the korban musaf. It's not right to be makdish for korban musaf right now because you didn't do the other avodas yet. So chur, it's not right to be used also. So chur, it shouldn't be right for musaf either. Fredi Gemara. Hey, why do you say for the Sor HaNasa B'Fanim it's no good? Because it's missing a Ma'isag Rolo. Is the Sor HaNasa B'Chutz Nami L'Echozi? The Mechus Kray Avoides HaYoyim? You didn't do the Avoides of Yom Kippur yet. The Gemara says, "Sovra of Chizda, ain mechus zman l'boy b'yoyim." That's not a concern. It is just missing time. But this carbon, you don't have to do anything new to this carbon. This is the same goat that could be brought for the Korban Musaf. It's only a question. You have to wait until all the things are done first. But this goat, the way it is right now, it's right to be a Korban Musaf. It's only missing time. You just have to wait later on in the day. So that's not called mechus zman. Mashenkin, for that rollum, you have to do a maisa, you have to make a gerum. You have to make the two lotteries, and say Lashem and Lazozel, and pick it out of the kalfi we had. So that's called mechusa maisa. Mashenkin, mechusa zman, just to have to wait till the end of the day, that's not a concern. Amar Ravina, Ravina said like this, Hashtu the Yom Rav Chizda. Now that Rav Chizda said, Mechusar Hagrolo. Ke Mechusar Maisadami, that before you made the Hagrolo, the Shnei Sirim, you can't say it's right to be used for the Chattis, because you didn't do this Maisad, this action of the Hagrolo yet. Habizoy Ha, the Yom Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. That's what Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says like this, the Chiddush. That Shlomim Sheshachaton, Koidim Shenifteku Dalsas Heichol Psulin. If you bring a carbon Shlomim in the morning, any day of the year, before they opened up the delis, the doors of the Heichol, he holds his posel. Shenema, the posel says, V'shochatu Pesach Oyomoyed. When can you bring a Korban Shlomim? You have to shecht it by the opening of the Oyomoyed. Shehi dashins, V'zman shu pesuach. You can only bring a Korban Shlomim if the door of the Heichol is opened. V'loy v'zman shu noam. But calls the man in the morning, even after they brought the Tamid Shal Shachar. But if they didn't open up the door to the Heichol yet, the lachar is you're not allowed to bring a Korban Shlomim. And if you bring a Korban Shlomim during the day, before they opened up the Pesach, the Lachar is its possible. That's Rav Yehuda Mashmul's Chiddush. So according to him, Lechuram, what's going to be Shachaton